Hi, welcome back. Come on inside and we can get started. How are we feeling today? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Though I guess I'm not surprised, given everything we discussed before. Go ahead and take a seat on the couch. We may as well get started right away. So, tell me. Are you feeling angry, or is it more sad this time? I see. A bit of both. Does this have anything to do with what we talked about last week? About the problems you've been having with your daughter? I thought so. It seemed like you still had a lot of unresolved emotions when we ran out of time. If I recall, you were struggling with the fact that your daughter recently dropped out of college. She's home all the time now, unemployed, and seems content to sit on her damn computer all day. Your words. This has become the source of a lot of friction in your household as well. Nonstop fighting, slamming doors, etc. You painted quite the chaotic picture. I assume things haven't changed? Oh, it's gotten worse. Did you cut off her allowance like you said you would? No. I remember you said that she used to sneak boys home after curfew. Maybe that's it? Sort of. You mean she's only sort of sneaking boys home? I'm not sure I understand. Hold on now. You know my office has a strict no-phone policy. I don't like my patients to be distracted during their sessions. Oh, well, okay then. I suppose if it's relevant. Here, I'll come sit next to you on the couch and you bring up whatever it is you need to show me. Let's just not make a habit of this, okay? Oh my goodness, is this what I think it is? Wow. So, your daughter has an OnlyFans page. I think I understand now why you're so upset. How did you find out about this? Ooh. You overheard your neighbor's son bragging about it. That's not ideal. I hope you weren't too rough with him. Just a warning, huh? Knowing you, he'll take a vow of silence. Regardless, I guess now you know why she hasn't gotten a job. It's because she already has one. Come to think of it, didn't you mention that she went on a shopping spree recently? New clothes, shoes, that sort of thing? You thought one of her boyfriends gave her the money for it, but I guess she earned it all herself. Oh, of course. I understand. No father wants to see his daughter like this. But you have to understand that a lot of women find this to be a steady source of, That's odd. I'm scrolling through her account and I can't help but notice that all her posts are visible. I'm not an expert, but doesn't that mean that you're subscribed? You don't know. But an account is logged in, isn't it? Right here. See? This isn't yours? But this is the email address you use to schedule your appointments with me. Oh my God! Look at all this money! You've spent hundreds of dollars in the past week alone. Thousands. On your own daughter. Excuse me? Don't try to grab for your phone now that you're busted. This isn't something I can just pretend I didn't see. This is a very unexpected development. Look, you're not in any trouble. Just try to keep calm while we figure this out. It's not my job to cast judgment, remember? I'm just surprised. Look at all these DMs. You've been showering her with money, and in exchange, she's been showing you everything you ask for. Dressing up in outfits, playing with toys, talking dirty. She doesn't know it's you, does she? Okay, good. That's good. That could damage your relationship beyond repair, which is the last thing we need during this precarious time in your lives. I know you're embarrassed, and I know that you know this is wrong, and it is so, so wrong. But I'm still your therapist, and I still have a job to do. I'm not going to abandon you just because of your desires. So let's try to, talk this out, okay? Start from the beginning. When did you start feeling sexually attracted to your daughter? Was it before or after you found this account? After. Okay, that's good. At least this hasn't been an ongoing thing. Describe your feelings when you first discovered it. Were you angry or aroused or... So, anger first. Did you consider confronting her? Why not? Because she might have deleted the account. And you didn't want that, did you? Maybe not consciously, maybe not at first, but there was some part of you that found it all just a little too tempting. So you kept it to yourself. When was the first time you touched yourself to her? That very night. I should have guessed. Oh, that must have been such an agonizing day. Knowing this heavy secret, struggling with the lust you felt for your own daughter, trying to stay a good man and a good father, but you failed in the end. Show me the picture that pushed you over the edge. Let's try to analyze and isolate these feelings. Oh, she's so beautiful here. Look at how she smiles at the camera. She doesn't even try to hide her face, does she? I can't help but notice that she's mostly clothed here. Only her breasts are out, and she's using her hand to cover them up. For the most part. Even when you succumbed to your temptation, you still tried to be as civilized as you could. You didn't want to see too much of her. When was the next instance? That same night again. Once wasn't enough. Show me. Oh, she's much more exposed in this one. The first picture was tasteful, even classy, but this... Well, just look at her. Fully nude, face planted on the floor, back arched, ass in the air, and those thigh-high socks. Huh. What does this caption read? Ready for daddy? When you read those words, is that when you... when you finished? I guess I can hardly blame you. I probably would have too if I was in your position. Now, when did you start messaging her? The next day. Was she in the house when you did it? She was in the next room? You were masturbating to your daughter and she could have heard you through the wall? What did you say to her? Can you bring up the chat log? Oh my God, look at the filthy things she said to you. Please fuck your little girl, Daddy. Mommy doesn't have to know. Please come deep inside your princess. Was it your idea to have her do this role play? It was hers. So she has the same incest kink as you. That's honestly fascinating. But I don't want to get distracted. Let's circle back to that another time. For now, we have more immediate concerns. All told, this seems like a very serious fixation for you. You know that you can't ever let anyone else find out, right? It would ruin your life. And you can't ever act on it either. I mean, she's your daughter. You've already crossed a serious line, but it can still get so much worse than it already is. At the same time, you seem to be having trouble resisting temptation. You're going to need a healthy, controlled outlet if you're ever going to repair your relationship with her. As your therapist, and as the only other person who knows about this secret, I feel that I have an obligation to help you come to some sort of compromise. I mean, you clearly have a lot of pent-up desire for your daughter, and you need to express it, or else things may get out of hand. So, what if you expressed it to me? What if you told me all of the awful, incestuous thoughts you have about her? All the dirty fantasies. All the different ways you wanted to fuck her, to taste her, to use her to make you come. What if you told me everything? And what if I told you how much I liked it? For your own good, that is. I'm glad you find the idea appealing. I'm going to sit a little closer to you now, and I'm going to talk in your ear like this. Here, I'll hold your phone up and start going through all her posts. All her dirty, dirty posts. You'll need your hands free. That's right. I want you to do it here. Right now. It's fine, I promise. I give you my permission. Take it out. Oh, you've already made a mess of your underwear. Bad, bad man. Oh, and you're so hard. Was talking about everything that much of a turn-on? I'll have to remember that. For clinical reasons. Go ahead. Stroke. Look at this picture of your daughter. A sheer camisole with nothing on underneath. Just the barest silhouette of her figure under dark silk. Oh, look at the way she bites her lip. Look at her hands, lightly resting on her bare thighs, pulling at the hem of the fabric. You can just about see everything. And yet so much is still hidden. In the caption, "Bought this for Daddy." She wants you to see her in it. She wants you to slip it off her shoulders. Keep stroking. You can go faster. Oh, how about this next one? A Catholic schoolgirl outfit. What a classic. Tight sweater vest, pigtails, knee socks, and a dark short skirt. Oh, her legs are spread so wide for you. She has such a beautiful pussy. Look at how wet it is. You can see it dripping on her sheets. Oh, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Oh, cute caption. She's clever, huh? What else do we have? I don't think you're going to last much longer like this. I want to find you something especially filthy to come to. Oh, what's this? You just got a message on the app. And it's her. Oh, let's see. A special video for my number one fan. It looks like you have to pay to see it. Oh, God, look at the thumbnail. She's with a man. Are you all right? Is this something you want to see? I can tell you're conflicted. Do you want to watch your daughter get fucked by a stranger? I was hoping you'd say that. Don't worry, that's why I'm here. So that we can do this in a safe environment and, if need be, analyze any negative feelings you may have. I'm just gonna click pay then, and... There she is. Look at her wave. She looks so excited. She must have been planning this all week. There's her friend. Oh. He looks awfully familiar, doesn't he? He's not as tall, and he's maybe not as well built, but he looks just like you. Your breathing just picked up. This must be driving you wild. Do you think she sought him out on purpose, or was it subconscious? Oh, he's not wasting any time with her. What an aggressive man. He just threw her on the bed like she weighs nothing. And she loved it. Where are they, anyway? Is this her bedroom? It's yours? Oh, that's delicious. She must have filmed this while you were at work. Oh, look at her suck his cock. She's worshiping it. You're much bigger than he is, though. She'd have to train herself before she could take you that deep. Oh, your breathing's getting heavy. Are you close? Oh, try and hold it back till the end. I want you to come when she does. Oh, she's getting on her hands and knees now, facing the camera. You can look her in the eye while he fucks her. I love how she wiggles her little ass for him. This must be her favorite position. On all fours, like a rutting animal, letting her daddy slide into her as deep as he can possibly go. Oh, there he goes. Oh, you can tell by his expression that she feels amazing. Oh, what a good girl. Look. Look at how beautiful she is. Look at how well she takes his cock. Oh, do you wish that was you thrusting into her from behind? Do you want to hold her hips like that? To feel her pussy squeeze around you? I bet she wishes it was you, too. All her dirty talk, all her captions, even the man she chose to fuck in your bed. It all lends itself to one inescapable conclusion. Oh, she wants it as bad as you. She wants to cross that forbidden line. She wants to let her own father fuck her. Oh, but you never can. It's depraved. It's incest. No, you have to keep it here with me. It can never leave this office. This can be the only place where you're allowed to indulge in this fantasy. Oh, look at her face. Look how cute her button nose scrunches up. Oh, she's crying out for him. Oh, Daddy. Daddy, please fuck me, Daddy. Oh, he's being so rough. But I can tell she loves every second of it. Oh, I think she's getting off on the idea that she's in your bed. That when you come home, you'll smell her in the sheets. That when you rest your head on their pillow tonight, your head will be swimming with the scent of her sex. Oh, do you think she'll touch herself tonight, knowing what she knows? Just down the hall, writhing on her own bed, thinking about how bad she was in Daddy's room. Maybe you'll come with her on the other side of the wall. So close and yet so far. Both of you thinking that the other doesn't know. Both of you desperate to knock on the other's door. Oh, look. Look, they're both gonna come. She's right on the cusp. Oh, are you ready, Daddy? Are you gonna come for your little girl? Pretend it's you inside her. Pretend she's looking back at you, her eyes rolling over as her orgasm peaks. Pretend she's calling for you, begging for your cum, and give it to her. Come. Come now. Fill up your daughter's pussy. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. Let it all go. Come for your baby girl. Give her what she wants. Oh. Oh, my God. God, there's so much. Is that all for her? Did I help? Well, I'm happy to be of assistance. That was very intense. Are you okay? Just a little shaky, huh? No, look at her. She's all tuckered out in her video, too. Did you know that you two make the same face when you come? It's pretty cute. Well, I think we made a lot of progress today. We broke through some walls and embraced a side of yourself that may otherwise have been repressed. Why don't you clean yourself up for now? We're just about out of time anyway. Next week, we'll focus on how this all makes you feel. Maybe, if you want it, I can lift my no phone policy again. And if you behave yourself all week, I might even lend you a hand. So, you go be a good father out there. And next week, in here, you can be very, very